expect someone else to do the work you need to do. And I know it ain't easy, baby. I got my own burdens to bear.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we just heard a little bit of music from Josh Hoyer and the Shadow Boxers. The band's music, as you heard, comes straight out of Memphis, Detroit, Chicago, and New Orleans, but Hoyer and his musicians come from Lincoln, Nebraska. As Hoyer himself says, the band blends the classic sounds of soul and R&B and has been able to make a sound that's fresh and unique. And this has been a good year for Josh Hoyer and the Shadow Boxers. Band was formed in late 2012, and they released a self-titled debut album earlier this year and took home the Omaha Entertainment Award for Best R&B and Soul Act. And then on Friday and Saturday this week, the band performs a couple of shows at the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Festival, and Josh Hoyer joins us on the line. And Josh, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, as I mentioned, you described the band as blending those classic sounds, yet still making something that's fresh and unique. Is that difficult to do?
I think it is to a certain degree. I think that, if you pay attention to the masters and try to kind of figure out what they were doing and why you love their music so much, always you're going to come with your fresh perspective on life, because songs all come from your unique experience and your stories from your life. So I think that's where kind of that the freshness comes from, is from my life. So
how far back does that love of this music go? Is this something you've always been listening to?
I started in my early 20s. I'm 37 now. In my early 20s, really was exposed to a lot of roots music, soul, blues, R&B, jazz at the legendary Zoo Bar here in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I think that a lot of that love started really happening in my early 20s, and just been looking into it more and more and learning more and more as time has gone on.
Now, you've had other bands before the Shadow Boxers, Electric Soul Method and Son of 76 and the Watchmen. Is there something new that you're doing with the Shadow Boxers compared to the other bands?
This band is all about a positive vibe. It's all about getting people up, getting them dancing. It's a big band show experience. We're a 9-piece with 3 female backup singers and horns. And so we're just really trying to create an environment for people to have a good time and come together. And what we see at our live shows is that it's a wide range of people that enjoy what we're doing. And I think that goes for soul music in general. There's people in their 70s that come to our shows. There's people that are 18 that come to our shows, and everybody gets together and has a good time. So that's our goal, and it's been working out so far.
To get people up to dancing, you like to see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that as a band? I mean, are you always obviously you're playing music that's danceable, but is there a mix of what you're trying to do to make sure that you're putting together a show that you've got everyone that is having a good time?
Yeah, there's so many different feels that I enjoy. You've got your funky, more funky stuff, and you've got some more rocking type of soul and R&B. So we try to blend different sounds together in order to experiment with a wide palette of sounds and rhythms. We've got some Latin feels, we've got, more straight ahead kind of funky numbers. So, yeah, we don't want to have it sound the same way all the way through the concert, So we like to touch on a lot of different elements.
And I imagine that makes it more interesting for you as well as a musician and the members in the band, that you can just, have this wide variety of music to play.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you mentioned the Zoo Bar, and that's a place that you've played a lot with this band and other bands, place that a lot of legendary great musicians have played. And I'm wondering how important it is for Lincoln, Nebraska, and the soul and R&B music to have a place like the Zoo Bar to, again, bring in the great musicians and then develop local talent.
It's huge. without the Zoo Bar. We just celebrated 41 years of the Zoo Bar just this last weekend, and we played right after Delbert McClinton and had a great crowd out in the street. Without the Zoo Bar and what Larry Beamer, Magic Slim, and a host of other people had brought to that club, yeah, there wouldn't be that type of music scene here anyway, I don't think. So that's really fostered a lot of growth, a lot of learning from younger people here in Nebraska to have that kind of music in week in, week out for the last 41 years, no doubt about it.
Do you remember when you were first in the Zoo Bar, when you first were there?
You know, I used to listen to the shows when I was under 21. I used to listen to the shows back in the alley behind the club. There's a little vent back behind the Zoo Bar that goes out to the alley, and I'd sit back there and listen. And Lucky Peterson, Magic Slim. There was just a lot of different artists. Ron Levy was one of my favorites. He's an organ player out of the East Coast that just was super funky. Man, he had a great band. But the talent just comes, you know, all the time, year-round. So.
And how lively is Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, that area for the brand of music that you play?
Well, we tend to be doing pretty well here. At our CD release show, we had over 800 people at it. And like I said, a wide range of people, and we were getting together and having a good time. The music community here is pretty tight-knit. It's not real competitive. We like to work together. So I think that has fostered a lot of growth and, kind of a positive vibe for younger players, too, to come in. And at our house band show, I play in the Zoo Bar house band. We've got Sean Benjamin, who's 60 years old, and then a guy named Max, who is 17, in the house band. So it's something there's kind of a small amount of people, but a very strong group of people, too, that keep the scene going here.
Now, as you mentioned, the Shadowboxers, your band, is a bigger band with a nice horn section for the horns. Do you do the arrangements for the horns?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What does that add to, you think, to the music and that whole R&B soul genre?
For me, that's where the joy comes from, is from the horns. I used to live in New Orleans, too, and I don't know. I prefer any band with horns. So for me, that's what it brings. I mean, there's just a joyous kind of quality to horns, and we got a trombone and saxophone player that are both very talented, and there's just this feeling of joy that comes out of those horns that you can't get out of an amplifier.
Well, let's get a sample here. This is a little bit of, you get to hear some of the horns in Josh Hoyer and the Shadowboxers. This is a tune from their new CD called Illusion.
Take it easy, all but deception. It just won't let me be. You gotta check the fine.
It's a little taste of Josh Hoyer and the Shadow Boxers. The band is playing at the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Festival coming up on Friday and Saturday. Worth checking out there. And along with singing, Josh Hoyer, you play keyboards, and are you playing baritone sax on that track, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you grow up playing all those different instruments?
I started playing horn when I was in fifth grade, and my first vocal performance, when I was 4 years old. Something my folks, I guess, they saw that in me and put me in a talent show when I was that young.
So you just...
And then I picked up piano later on in life. It was by my early 20s there again. A lot of things happened in my early 20s. And, it's much easier to lead a band with or write songs with an instrument that you can play more than one note at a time. So it's been kind of a somewhat new to me, but still learning on all the instruments, obviously, constantly trying to work at it and improve. But yeah, that's kind of how those, or when those things started.
Now you grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, is that correct?
Yes.
And then you mentioned living elsewhere, so what, you maybe traveled the country and played in different places, different spots?
Yeah, bounced around quite a bit in my 20s and just kind of experienced what life had to offer. I wasn't really sure what direction I wanted to go, and so I went a lot of different directions, I guess, and lived out on the West Coast for a while out in Oregon and lived in New Orleans. Then eventually ended up back here at home, and I'm happy to be here. I got a family that I'm raising in the Midwest. It's a great place to raise family. So luckily that the music scene is still strong enough. I can do what I love to do and have a good environment to raise my children. And so, yeah.
How important was it for you to live in places like the Northwest and New Orleans and the other places, and then, you know, what did that do for your music? Is a little bit of all of that in what you play?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, just life in general, music comes from your experience in life. So I'm glad that I got out there and got some bumps and bruises and had to kind of fend for myself and learn how to navigate the world on my own. Obviously the sounds of New Orleans are something, they were infectious for me. And also their way of looking at music as a way of life down there. Somebody dies, you play music. Somebody's born, you play music. Somebody gets married, you march down the street with a band, you know. So that kind of inspiration definitely is something that stayed with me, and I'm hoping to retire down in New Orleans when the time comes.
So eventually you'll go back.
That's the goal. That's the goal, yes.
Now you mentioned Magic Slim, one of the people that you've played with, and you were in Sioux Falls earlier this year playing keyboards with John Bingham's band, the soul of John Black.
John Black.
Yeah. How often do you have the opportunity? Is that what'll, you know, maybe the other half of your music career is playing with other people?
Yeah, you know, I've played in a lot of different projects. I actually just got back from the Waterfront Blues Fest with John Bingham, soul of John Black, and that was an excellent experience. And in Magic, I'd play with him when he was in town, when he wasn't with the Teardrops, played piano with him. But we've become more busy with the Shadowboxers. Things are going really well for us, so I'm not doing that as much lately, but it's definitely a great way to grow and learn. And, you know, these guys that have been around for so long, they have so much to teach you as a younger musician. I try to act like I'm young, approaching 40, so I guess I better come to terms with reality here pretty soon.
So you said things are picking up for the Shadowboxers. Are you getting out and about as far as touring goes?
Yeah, things are going really well. We've been in the top three of the Roots Music Report sold charts now for 10 weeks. Getting airplay all over the U.S. and overseas. So we're starting to get out and do some things. We've done some stuff in the Midwest. We've been up to Sioux Falls. This will be our fourth time up there, Sioux City, Topeka. We're going to St. Louis, Chicago, and Springfield, Illinois. And then in the fall, we'll be going to the West Coast for a two-week tour and just kind of slowly trying to build it. It's pretty tough as an independent artist to get out there. Clubs are having a hard time, bands are having a hard time, but people are enjoying what they're hearing from us, so they're giving us a shot, and we're just riding the wave right now and trying to take our brand of music out to people and make their day better.
Are any people ever surprised to find out that you're from Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, we get that a lot. Uh-huh. It's just, and you know, first of all, I don't think that music or soul has any boundaries on location or what your upbringing might be. It's something that's just in you. If you got it, you got it, you know. People, I don't know, maybe they have a skewed view of the Midwest that we're kind of left out of the loop culturally, and it's fun to kind of to prove them wrong sometimes.
Yeah,
and say, you know, we're aware of the world here in the Midwest. We're not just lost in the middle of nothing. There's a lot of great culture that happens here in the Midwest, and there has been for a long time. So I'm glad to be part of that trajectory.
Now, the debut album, Josh Hoyer and the Shadowboxers, came out earlier this year. Was this a fun collection to put together?
Yeah. I'm very proud of all the 8 tunes that are on the album. I wanted each of them to be very strong, and I felt like we did that. We're working on our second album now, so we'll be releasing second album in November before we head out on that West Coast tour. So that's 2 albums in 1 year, 9 people. You can imagine the scheduling difficulties and keeping everybody together, but I'm blessed to have very hardworking and dedicated people with the band. And, we're all very proud of what we're doing and really enjoy each other and enjoy the music. So it's been a pleasure.
I imagine the other guys in the band, they've all got other jobs too that they have to do. That's part of the scheduling difficulty sometimes.
There's only a couple of us that are lucky enough to survive off music alone at this point. Justin, our drummer, he's a farmer, so he works his tail off, and then we go out on 3-4 day stints, and he hopes that the crops don't fight back or whatever, or need his attention too much. But at some point, I think we're gonna try to go for everybody being able to survive off this band, and things are going pretty well. So we'll see what happens. We're all about hard work, putting our nose to the grindstone, and just keep doing what we love to do.
And the Jazz and Blues Festival coming up this weekend. Pretty excited about playing at an outdoor festival.
Definitely. Yeah, we love to play outdoors, and I hear that. I mean, I just listened to the weather right before we started talking there. Sounds like it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, it should be nice.
So, we're very excited and very, very thankful to have the opportunity, and looking forward to playing for some new people and some old friends that we've made up in Sioux Falls as well.
All right. Well, safe travels to Sioux Falls, and I hope you have a great show. Josh Hoyer, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, and you guys have a good day.